Hey there, rock stars. This is Josh Redding.
And Ray Smith.
From the Tangent Break Podcast. Let's put life on pause because it's time for a tangent.
No. It's time for Horribly Awkward.
Hey there, everybody. This is Dave from Bad Cop Show. You are listening to the Horribly Awkward Podcast live from Sean's mother's basement.
Hey. This is a dragonfly from Puregasmic Love Podcast. You're listening to the Horribly Awkward Podcast. Yes, you are. Ooh. Don't talk about his it makes him horribly awkward.
Hello, everybody. It's Jerry from Bad Cop Show. You're listening to the Horribly Awkward Podcast, a member of the great and stellar
BS Podcast Network.
The BS Podcast Network.
The BS Podcast Network.
Hey, Paula.
What?
Hey, can I get an interview? Can I get a couple minutes on mic?
I don't think so.
Please?
No. Please? Probably no.
What do you mean,
with
probably?
With a sign of not today.
But you got this awesome podcast. All I want to do is get it. I just want to see, like, I want you to tell me some stories for once.
The reason I have other people tell me stories is because I want them to provide my content. So I would be doing that for you, and I can't have that.
Wow. Okay. Wow. I never thought I'd get that from you, from Paula. Wow.
I know. I seem like I'm such a nice person on my podcast. Whoops.
All right, hold on. Let me see. I got some cash. I got a lot of cash on me. I got like $30 on me.
Okay, but I'm not a prostitute.
Oh, wow. Wow. Okay. From listening to your podcast, I wasn't sure, so I'm glad you clarified that.
So I'm always backstage with sweaty dudes. You know what? You're not the first.
Okay, so why not do this? Here, just pretend like I'm a lot cooler than I normally am, and let's just do it. And then when you come on my podcast someday, I hope, and then you could just, like, you know, I'm going to make you look like you're way cooler than you actually are.
Are you? How are you going to do that?
Well, here, I got $30 in United States dollars.
That's like $60 Canadian, so. All right, I'm listening.
All right, this is horribly awkward, but I'm glad I met you. You want to stick around and do a podcast, though? Let's do that.
Yeah, I think so. And I feel like I would always, in real life, say yes.
But this is real life.
Painful.
This is real life, Paula.
I know.
Are you ready?
I think so. Are you?
Yes.
Hey, Norma, give me a horribly awkward.
I can't even control myself. It's so horribly awkward.
This is so awkward.
This is horribly awkward. No one off.
Horribly awkward.
Horribly awkward.
Horribly awkward.
Horribly awkward.
Horribly awkward.
Horribly awkward.
Sean, dude, you're horribly awkward.
Sean, I know you think this is weird, but it's not as weird as you think it is, dude.
Don't think that it's awkward.
Welcome to episode 27 of Horribly Awkward. I am your host, Sean. As always, another podcast and another kick-ass show with a very awesome guest. Thanks for listening. If you're listening to the podcast on Stitcher, give me a thumbs up. If you want to be a sweetheart and go over to iTunes and give me a 5-star rating, I would really, really, really appreciate it. If you want to help in any way, this is how you do it. Or you could just tell a friend, because word of mouth is beautiful. It's very simple, very easy, and I appreciate it all. So simply tell a friend. I have a voicemail, 510-600-3475. I have no voicemails today. Frowny face. Oh, well. But you could leave one, and I could play one next week. Isn't that right? Isn't that right, Paula?
I feel like that's appropriate, yeah.
That is appropriate. So, everybody, if you want to if you want to type me out something the old-fashioned way, you can type me out something on email, horriblyawkwardpodcast@gmail.com. On today's show, all the way from a galaxy far, far away, way out in space, in that uncharted planet called Canada. She has a super awesome podcast. It's very simple. The concept is very simple, but very effective. So, such an I lost my place. It's such a okay, and I can't edit any of this out because it just wouldn't be real, would it?
I guess. No. That's your business.
Okay, this podcast has an awesome... Like, I've actually thought about stealing the concept and doing some side things. I could do some side tell me awkward stories. Ooh.
That would be fun.
Hey now. But all, from the Tell Me Stories podcast, Paula Allen.
Paula. Hey. Hi, Sean.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. I'm not feeling awkward at all, but are you?
You should feel awkward.
Should I?
I don't know. I feel awkward.
I don't know if I ever do, though. And I think that's part of my show. So I'm comfortable anywhere.
Yeah, I like your show. It's really like short to the point. You just, you know, I'm jealous. I'm super jealous.
I feel like it's too short. But thanks.
But it depends on what people want out of a podcast. And some people just want to listen real quick on the way to work or something. You know, it all depends. I mean, my shows might drag on too long. Sometimes, like, you know, when I get really deep into conversation, it's like 2 hours later, and I'm like, oh, come on, 2 hour podcast, come on, moving on.
But when people really love it, I think they want more. So,
I don't know.
Maybe they can have a nice balance and a combo of both of us.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. Yes.
Maybe the peanut butter to my jam. Maybe it's just jelly in America, but it's jam up here.
Is it jam though, for real, in Canada, away out in that galaxy far away?
I think so. Yeah. Mm.
I think if I had the right size telescope, I could actually see Canada from here.
You probably could, and you would just see it snowing.
Well, forever. Let's let everyone know, since you say you don't feel uncomfortable, I just want to let everyone know that you're super late, like a half hour late. I was like, are you ready to rock and roll at like 5 o'clock on the dot? And no word.
Rock on my dot.
No word, then no word. And I'm like, I'm going to go eat a sandwich.
What kind of sandwich, though? Was it peanut butter and jam?
It was not.
Oh, okay.
It was tuna and Fritos chips.
That is not the most regular combo one might expect to hear. Is this your own baking?
On your planet, Canada, do you guys have Taco Bell?
I think so, yeah. Have I been to one? I don't remember.
I don't think so. Wow. Okay. So we'll talk. Well, they have like these Fritos burritos, and they put like Fritos in their burritos. It's really good. So I was like, I'm gonna take that home and eat Fritos in my sandwiches.
All right. Whoa. How was it?
Well, it was. It's been between bomb and the best. I don't know. It's somewhere in between.
Somewhere on that range.
Yeah.
I enjoy the scale there. Okay. So I thought it was at 8:30. In my defense, and on like a previous podcast, I've talked about like that I'm like an extreme time. Nazi's not a nice word, but like I'm an extremely on time human to the point where people don't like me for it.
Well, I'm a time Nazi too. I'm always punctual. I show up to work every day 30 minutes early. That's just how
Same
I do
here.
It.
Although I work from home now, so who would know?
Oh, fuck that. Okay, I'm pissed. Hang up. Oh, no, I'm losing connection. Hello, Paula? Paula.
And then we were never friends, and I didn't really know why.
Yeah, I'm always, like, early everywhere. But no big deal. It's not like I had, like, some plans today. I was just like, I was waiting here. I was like, 5 o'clock, let me send a message. I ate a sandwich. So it worked out in my favor.
There you go. I did it for you, really, except I had written 8:30 down. I wrote it down in two places. I wrote 8:30. In, like, my phone calendar and on my, like, old-school desktop calendar. That's all. Damn! Oh. Either way, at 8:21, I saw you had messaged me.
Yeah. No biggie. No big deal. We're going to have fun anyway. I got some liquor in me. It looks like you're drinking sparkly wine.
I am. It's a delight on a Friday night.
There's no saying you have to have... You don't have to have liquor to have a good time, but...
No.
It works, right? Yeah, are you really fidgety when you podcast? Because I'm really fidgety.
I think so. But honestly, I also think that's why, like, when I do Skype, most of mine are done in person because I'm backstage, like, physically there. But I talk, like, with my hands. Like, I'm a very physical talker. So I did one ever on Skype where I couldn't see the person and the podcast was, like, flat. It wasn't as... I think fidgety is good.
I'm I'm fidgety. We used to do, when I did the Horrible Gamers podcast, I still do the Horrible Gamers podcast, but we used to do that live on Twitch with cameras, and I'm like fidgety, and then I'm looking at the screen, I'm like, oh, do I really move that much? But there's like a 30 second delay, so I'd see after I've done things I've done. It was really weird.
Oh,
it was really weird. But I like your podcast. I'm really jealous that you get to go and actually talk to people in person. I've never done a podcast with anybody in person ever.
Really?
Yes.
I would recommend it.
I would recommend it. Yeah, I bet you'd probably recommend like actual human contact too. And I'm not a fan.
You're not a fan?
I'm not even human contact. Human talk, like talking. I get like I'm really weird. I have a problem with eye contact, and I'm just like fidgety, and I'm a weirdo. If you looked at me, you'd think I was just a tweaker, but I'm not.
I don't, though. I noticed you have not made eye contact, but I assume at some point you
have. I don't look at the camera. I got to look at the camera like that. Yeah, hey!
Yeah, like you're looking down.
I think because my camera, because I'm looking at the Skype window, so that's why.
Well, that's fair. Maybe I look that way, too. I don't know. I just feel like
No, you look like you're having a good time. That's all that matters. Paula is awesome. Paula, let's tell everyone about your podcast a little bit, because I've listened to most of the episodes.
Thank you. Wow.
I like how you just run into people, but you get all, you know, you just like comedians and people, you know, band members, and you just like, tell me a story. And then it's like, you know, they tell you a story. It could be 5 minutes. It could be 15, 20 minutes. It's all different, which is kind of neat.
It's fun. I mean, it makes the editing process like a serious bitch, but just for some consistency, like, yeah, that does get a little difficult, but that's kind of my problem. And I'm just happy with whatever they give me.
So I
do have the privilege of having worked in music festivals for like 10 years. And from there, I was able to like get backstage now that I'm a podcaster. And I think got sort of unprecedented access for my first go, which was big. I only launched in December, but I actually started working on this a year ago today.
Hey.
Hey.
Really? On the day today?
I never realized. Yeah. And I knew it was like coming up. I thought it was this week, but I know it was the day after St. Patrick's Day last year. So I started working on it then.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. So sometimes it's 5 minutes. Sometimes it's two, but it's such a good story. I include it anyways.
That's why you got to edit their section and slower their mic volume. So it's like this right. One time.
He had such a big voice.
So we are actually here right now to celebrate Paula's 1 year.
Yay.
Tell me stories.
I'll have like my official like launch 1 year in December. I feel like you started around the same time though.
What do you mean December?
Like I went live in December, but I started recording in like last year, last March.
Oh, that's awesome. That's a long time to put those episodes out though.
It takes a really long time. I had hundreds of hours of recordings.
So. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, I get that.
The first one's only like 40 minutes, but it's like, it took a very long time.
Yeah, so I guess mine's easier. I got this isolated recording right here. Like right now we're at 1346, 1347, 1348. So it's like, I'll have like whatever the time it turns out to be. And I just got to edit that only, which is easy. I can imagine if I just had audio, a bunch of audio, like what the fuck do I do?
Like bands like interrupting, like I'm in a trailer interviewing people and like their drunk bandmates will like come in and like, I don't know why, but sometimes pick me up and move me. And I'm like, I'll move if you ask.
Yes, that's awesome.
Tequila, girl. Like, so, yeah, it's a little different. And then there's a lot of like ambient noise I have to edit out. So it's at least decent. But this year I'm building my own mobile podcasting studio. So it's going to be amazing.
Whoa. So is it like a little van or what? I don't understand what you're saying.
Okay, so it's like a little trailer that you would have behind a truck that someone might store. Like my dad puts his motorcycles in it. So he's going to set them someplace else. And he's going to help me convert it into like a mobile podcast studio. And then I'm going to do like a big wrap with my stupid face on it and the name of the podcast. And then I'm going to go to music festivals all summer. Like a damn teenager.
That's like, hey, step inside my little mobile trailer. Hey, I got some candy back here. If you guys want to come back, I got some candy in my trailer.
I'm actually going to have tubs of beer and a fun little studio. It's going to be bigger than my actual studio, so it'll be all right.
That seems really awesome.
I think it'll be pretty fun. If you ever make it to Canada, you can come in there. I don't even know.
Well, look who's the one who's mobile. So if you ever want to drive to California, I'll pay for you. Well, actually, how much gas is that? That's a lot of gas.
That's a lot towing a trailer, friend. Mind you have U.S. money, so it wouldn't be that much by comparison.
Wow, yeah. I get. Well, Is that how it works?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
I think it's still going to cost whatever it costs.
So you're going to have your face on the side of this. It's like...
I don't know. I feel like that's going to be really upsetting to see, but that's kind of what the branding is at this point. So
why would that be upsetting to see?
I don't know. Like, I don't think anyone needs to see their face 3 feet tall. It's just going to be
a
bit much. Yeah. And probably seem really narcissistic, but that's
Hey, it is what it is.
It's my podcast.
You make awesome pictures, though. There's some pictures. I got to find a photo to put on this podcast. I usually put a photo on my podcast hosting. So I'm going to look through your photos. And you have some really cool photos that I really like. I think I even commented on a couple of them.
Oh, I think you did, too. Yeah. Yeah, I get some, when I post a new one, I do get, some people tell me about it. I have to start taking pictures of me with the bands, and I never do that.
Yeah, that would be cool. That would be cool.
And I just feel like such a tool, though. Be like, oh, can I get my picture with you? Because I would never do that in my normal human life.
What human life? Are you living in something other than a human life right now? Okay, guys.
This life is separate.
Plot twist.
But, yeah, I don't know. I should. So I can put it online and people can be like, oh, you were really there. Not just, talking to them in your head. So I probably should do that.
I would say you've got proof that you're not talking to them in your head.
That's true.
Pictures are awesome, especially for Twitter people.
Yeah, that's true.
Let's be honest. If you follow a lot of people, let's say you follow, I think I'm following somewhere close to 900 people right now. So the images are going to pop out and catch you trying to scroll through them. Are the ones with pictures, really.
That's true. That's true for me too. Yeah. When I go through, I'm like, oh, what's this? But then I don't really think to do it. And then I had pictures done of me, and then I started including them. And my listenership went up, which is good, I guess. But I think just a picture in general is is good.
It just catches people's attention. Everyone likes pictures. I like to look at pictures. I'm very visual.
I think dudes are in general.
Yeah, I know. We're lazy. We want movies. We don't want books. I don't want no books.
Books.
I don't want that kind of visuals. I want movies, moving pictures, still pictures.
Yeah. Well, and it connects you more with who the person is, which is nice.
Yeah. So, I'm totally envious. I'm totally envious you're out there doing it for real. Talking to people.
It's fun. You could do it. But you have your thing. Your thing is awesome.
I freak out when it comes to meeting people. That's why I like doing this on Skype. It's so easy. Hey, Paula, I never met you before. I met you now. But in real life, I'd be like, oh, God. I'll just have my head down like this. No one can see audio. You can't see us. But I have my, I'm cheating on a test in math class. You sit next to the Asian girl who's really smart. So you put your hands over your eyes and you kind of crack your fingers and you look through the corner and you're like, okay, you look at her answers, especially when it's multiple.
Yeah.
What is it? Multiple what? Multiple.
Multiple choice.
Well, fuck. What an easy word. I couldn't think of it right now. When it's multiple choice with when you take your SATs or whatever, you just fill in the little dots. That's so easy to cheat. I love it.
We don't have SATs.
Oh, what? You don't have anything you take and I don't know.
Just go to university. You just have good enough grades and you get in. Oh, sometimes just write an essay, I guess.
None of that I'm a fan of. But I'm a fan of podcasting and I am a fan of tell me stories.
Thank you.
Let's do some shout outs. I thought about this earlier. Not enough podcasters do shout outs to their family, to their friends, to their followers, to their listeners. Just in general, just shout out to people and let them know that they're loved, right? Do you agree?
I do agree. I try to include it every now and then on my show, and then I get so busy editing, I'm like, oh, fuck, I didn't put it in. So you kind of should like write it in my notes. It's like, do your shout outs, bitch, because people love them. I love them.
I like how you just said, do your show notes, bitch. And you're talking to yourself. But if a guy were to say that to a woman, he'd just get slapped in his face.
He would, but he would deserve to. I can talk to me like that.
Okay.
No one else better talk to me like that.
No, I was about to repeat your words. I guess I can't.
I wouldn't invite them into the trailer. I'll say that.
Okay, so I wrote down some stuff this week because I'm like, you know what? Here's a cool – actually, this is kind of a – it's not really a story. It's a half-assed story. You want to hear a half-assed story?
Always.
So I'm part of the BS Podcast Network. I did a show with Clint Thiel, who was part of the Geek Dig podcast last week on Horrible Gamers, because he's a gamer. Yeah. Somebody had commented something on his Facebook page, because now we're Facebook buddies, and it's some guy by the name of Matthew Donahue.
Mm-hmm.
So I looked through his... Well, because it's a picture of him in the microphone. I'm like, oh, got to be a podcaster. Got to look at his stuff. And so I actually messaged him, asked him what his podcast is. This podcast is the Passersby podcast.
That's him.
And I looked through and I was like, oh, look at Paula right there. And I literally said, I'm doing a podcast with her in 1 hour. I didn't say 1 hour and 30 because I didn't know you're going to be late. But I said
21, man. I would have been 9 minutes early.
That's awesome. But I was like, wow, I was like, it's so weird how you bump into people on social media. So
it's a very small world. Matt was probably one of the first podcasts. He was like my first pod bud, I think.
Pod buds.
He was like one of my first pod buddies. I think he's at Comic-Con this weekend in Chicago. Ooh. He sent me a picture earlier, but it looks like Chicago, but I have not been, so I don't know. That could be any city.
That's super awesome. So pod, and I'm mixing up all my words. So Matthew Donahue from the Passersby podcast is at Passersby Pod on Twitter if you want to say hi. Also, I have a guy on Twitter by the name of Jason Martinez. I want to give him a shout out to him because every week he usually listens to the podcast and he posts like, you know, listening to Horribly Awkward, great podcast, and he'll post after he listens. And that means so much to me that someone listens and they, you know, to anything, you know, anybody who posts stuff, says stuff, messages me, leaves me a voicemail, an email. I don't get emails, you freaks.
I don't either. And I don't know why. I'm like, just email me. I'm good with it.
Yeah, there's a lot of people listening, but some people are a little uncomfortable leaving voicemails. Maybe it's a little less uncomfortable to leave an email, but just type something out, and we love it. I love it. Paula loves it.
I love it. Let me know you're out there. Twitter's great for that. I do think people really like support each other on Twitter. Matt always does from Passersby. He's like, he's such a good supporter of so many podcasts.
Yeah, the Potter family.
Yeah, Potter and Family. When did you get turned on to Potter and Family?
Just about a month ago.
Okay, right on.
Yeah, and then I actually just listened to your podcast with Classy Little Podcast.
Yeah, we talk all about Potter and Family.
Yeah, that was kind of awesome. And so I reached out to her and sent her a message like, hey, you say that no one ever reaches out and leaves out messages. I'm here. I just wanted to say hello. So
that's awesome.
That was awesome.
She was like a huge supporter of it. She helped get it rolling.
That's awesome. So Jason Martinez 36 at Jason Martinez 36. And also, I just want to give a shout out to Josh and Ray from Tangent Break Podcast, who was on the show last week. Huge shout out to these guys. These guys have a really, really good podcast, and they're just starting out. Like, so give them some love at Tangent Break and listen to their podcast. They do little like. Their podcast is actually blows my mind. These guys are too smart for their own good. And Tangent Break.
Yay.
So Paula, who do you want to give a shout out to?
I think probably 7 Days a Geek would be at the top of my list.
Okay.
Which is ironic because I don't like their topics are probably not topics I would chase. but their personalities are so great. Like Grant and the Angry Ginger, I think really have a rapport I have to say, since becoming a podcaster, there's like 1,000 podcasters where it's two guys talking to each other. It's almost always male, and it's always like two best friends talking to each other. I just talked to Florida Is Sinking last night. It's the same deal. But when you get like a personality match like that, Florida Is Sinking is one of them. Like they match so well, and they riff off each other, and it's like fucking awesome to listen to. And it doesn't matter what they're talking about; it's fucking entertaining. Yeah. And Somebody's a Geek, I feel, is like that as well. They're always entertaining, no matter the subject, and I think that they're really funny. That'd be my show.
Yeah, that is cool. Like I listen on the All Games Network, which Horrible Gamers is on All Games Network. There's another show called Cat and Fox, and I listen to their podcast, and they talk mostly about anime and like Japanese video games, and I know nothing about either one. But I've been listening to their podcast a little, and I even let them know, and like it's cool. Like I'm like I have no idea what the fuck you guys are talking about, but I like your guys' personalities, and sometimes it doesn't matter. But there is podcasts where it's like, it's like maybe three guys, maybe the same guys, no guests ever, and it's almost always the same conversation, and it's kind of, there's not a lot of variety to it. I'm not saying it's bad. Some people like familiarity.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some people, that's what they want. They want to know what they're getting into. I'm a little more, I need variety.
Those are people that like Applebee's. They're like,
Applebee's is good.
Is it? I don't know. I don't know what it is. I've just heard about it.
Oh, okay.
So like, because so many of my podcasting buddies are American, they're like, oh, we're going to Applebee's. I'm like, what the hell is this Applebee's place?
It's just a restaurant. Okay. I'm the guy who goes to a restaurant, and I have to have almost something different every time. How about you?
I try to do that, but I have so many dietary restrictions, I can't always.
Dietary restrictions in what? In what way?
I'm like allergic to everything. It's really, really not exciting.
That's kind of a blessing, though, because you can cut a lot. Is it like, are you allergic to like the good stuff, though? I'm allergic to broccoli and peas. Are you allergic to stuff you don't give a shit about?
No, and I love broccoli.
Me too.
I sent a friend of mine like a picture of the broccoli I was eating the other day. I'm like, this is so fucking good. That makes me seem lame. You can edit that out.
No. I eat broccoli every day. I buy about 5 pounds of broccoli, and I eat it over the week, every week.
This is what you're doing in your spare time when you're not podcasting. Yeah, I think like I'm allergic to pineapple, banana, kiwi, chives for some fun reason, gluten. Like just I can have like a vegan diet and I can have like some meat and that's it.
You're allergic to the pineapple? That sucks.
It does, and I love pineapple. Sometimes I'll do it anyway.
If I were you, I'd just get a can of pineapple. I get a thing of pineapple, and I put a little, you know, a little bit of the juice in a rag and just huff it like paint.
Just see what happens. Bitches, I'm fucking going for it. I really miss pineapple because I used to eat it. Like I would eat like a whole pineapple. And now I go to the hospital. It's just not as much fun as it was.
Well, you shouldn't eat a whole pineapple. I think there's a lot of sugar in it. That's probably what made you.
But, yeah. So I don't always get something different, but I do always enjoy whoever I'm with get something different every time because then I can try it.
Do you just smell it? Do you just bring the plate to your side of the table and just...
Yeah, oh, I'm like, yes. Ooh, what's that might kill me? Oh, nothing! Yay!
You seem like a super fun person to hang out with.
I hope so. I feel like all I do is giggle all day.
That's fun. That means you're having fun. Like there's literally people in this world that do not laugh ever. You can watch the funniest movie with them and they'll just roll their eyes, and you're like, oh fuck, laugh! Come on, have a good time. Oh.
What they're waiting for, and I really worry for them later in life. Like, what's it gonna be like when you're like 75 and you still haven't started laughing? Do you think it's gonna be like more funny then, and like willing, you know, is it gonna be better? I don't think so. Like, fucking laugh now.
Yeah, that's the person who's gonna say, get off my fucking lawn.
Oh my god, this is like, hopefully this person doesn't hear it. But I did interview one comic who, and I didn't air his particular interview. And he was like, that was his whole shtick, was like he was like the grumpy old man, like, get off my lawn, kids. And then I interviewed him backstage and he was like, dick. I'm like, that's your real person. I thought that was like your comic thing. Like, that's your real person.
Oh, shit. That kind of sucks.
He found nothing funny at all. I got to say, like, if I've been in a room with 1,000 people, which could be accurate by now, he is like the only one I remember I couldn't get laughing and I couldn't get into the conversation. He was just like not having it.
He just had that wallop on. That kind of sucks. So, like, he's like, I got the jokes.
Yeah, maybe he was. I bet he was intimidated by how funny I am. I'm just kidding. Like, professional comic and me. But, like, I'm just here to, like, be happy and have fun. So I don't know why somebody would hold that against me, but a little he did. So, yeah, I don't think he was someone who laughs. And he works in comedy. What are the chances?
Wow. Yeah. What a boner.
It was.
I don't know who this person is, but he's a boner.
He was kind of a boner.
He'll never know. So, sir, don't be a boner. Just laugh, giggle, be happy. Like, you only get one chance at life. So why not have a good time?
Let's. Please, fuck. Like, could we? I just don't understand. And I couldn't break him, like, no matter what. And I've been in a room with people who didn't want to be there. And I broke them by the end of it.
Maybe it was like a guy thing. Like, I can't let this chick, you know. Yeah.
Seemed like extremely uncomfortable. Maybe he doesn't normally do press. I really don't know. But yeah,
I've never interviewed anybody in person, but I imagine I feel like I can make everyone break.
Yeah,
because I have a way of making myself feel uncomfortable, which is terrifying.
Where you can like get past it.
I don't know. I'm terrible. I'm a terrible person. I'm a terrible human being, Paula.
I don't understand why.
You'll get to know me.
Oh, no.
Like, wow. No, I'm just kidding. You know, it's really hard for me. Like,
dead hookers, I feel like you have to tell me. Is that what machines are red?
Would you say dead hookers?
Yeah.
No, there's no dead hookers. I promise.
Okay, full view of his room, by the way, just so everyone's aware.
You only have a few view from here to here. Wait, where is it? Right there and there. You don't know what's over here or over here.
I do, too. You swung it when I first got here. You're like, look at my room. And I was like, yeah. I will.
You thought it was a suitcase. You thought it was a sleeping bag. It could have been a hooker.
I did. It could have been a dead hooker. You know what? Sometimes my eyes deceive me. I don't really know.
You know, I always get, like, nervous, like, letting people know, like, okay, Paula, hey, let's do a podcast. You're like, yeah. And I'm like, oh, shit. Okay, if she goes and listens to one of my shows, which one's she going to go listen to? Because I kind of gear it towards my guest. So if you listen to the Bad Cop, it can go crazy. Those guys are so fun. That's the most fun I've had podcasting in years.
Yeah.
And but I was like, for somebody who might be no, I'm just trying to get a guest on. Like, are they going to be scared off? I don't know.
I don't think I scare easy. And I
That's
think
good.
I've probably, like, met most personality types by now.
That's all. Well, you go to comedy festivals, so you hear everything.
I definitely do, yes.
Okay. You said you listened to one of my shows. Which one was it?
I don't remember the title, and I wish I had written it down. And when I was, like, furiously typing you, being like, oh, my God, was it 8 or 8:30? I was like, I didn't write that one down. But I can go through them and figure out which one it was.
Oh, I'm curious because I was like, oh, no. No, what's going to happen?
I listened to a couple of them, though.
Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah. Like, I think 3. Yeah.
Well, uh-oh. That makes my odds even higher.
I'm working on it.
Okay, yeah.
It makes your odds higher of what?
Well, I don't know. Hearing something that'll scare you off. But no, you're awesome. I'm just joking. Sometimes I just talk to hear myself talk. It doesn't have to make sense.
I bet that's why you have a podcast.
Yeah, but I can't do solo podcasts. Like, you do your intros solo. Mm-hmm. You know, you're like, you get all excited. I'm like, wow, that's a lot of excitement. I don't know how far I can go. Do you write that stuff down, or do you just go?
I just go. But that's what I'm thinking and feeling. Like, for the 5 days, five podcasts, or five comedians, 5 days, one podcaster that's launching next week, I did the same. Like, I recorded a separate intro for every single one of them. And then I did, like, my intro, outro are the same because I couldn't. That's just too much to do.
You're going
to
put out five shows in a week?
Yeah. Five comedians. But they're all, again, this is the problem, right? Like, they're all short. So I have to figure out how to package it, and I have to get, like, really creative because I don't have them for that long. Sometimes I get them for 30 seconds, and then I have to, like, drag it out. I have followed people down a hallway who are giving me great stuff, but, like, they're getting into a van.
Oh, yeah, that's cool, though. You know, some of the best stories are told on the move. You ever sit down with somebody face-to-face. It's kind of uncomfortable, sometimes unnatural. But if you just go on a walk with somebody, like go on a walk up the street to the store or something, and you talk, it's so easy to just talk.
Yes. You know what, though? That's psychologically proven that it's easier for men. So anytime I really want to talk to my dad, we go for a drive. He can't tell me real stuff, like, face to face. But if we, like, go on a drive somewhere, he's like, here's my whole life. And I'm like, oh, my God.
Yeah, it's easier to do something. And so you're fully involved in the conversation, but you're not, that's not the only thing you're focusing on. So you're just kind of like, let me distract myself with driving or walking and we'll just talk.
Well, that's the same as, like, you know, when you doodle in your notebook in class, that doesn't mean you're not absorbing it. And in fact, it's proven that some people absorb it way better if they're allowed to do that because they need that type of slight distraction so the other part of their brain can catch what's coming that way.
Okay, I'll tell you something about myself. I did a lot of doodles in high school. It's because I wasn't paying attention. I didn't give a shit.
You blew my whole theory out of
the water. I was like, unless, like, sometimes, like, I'll do that sometimes on some podcasts. I'll, like, draw here, and I'll be drawing or writing shit. And sometimes it has to do with what we're conversating about. I don't usually do this on this. Yeah, I don't do it on this podcast because I have to, like, keep track of everything. But on my other show, on Horrible Gamers, just, like, 3-4 of us. And guests sometimes, so I can, like, I can disappear. I can get up, literally go to the bathroom, make a sandwich, and no one will notice because, you know, the conversation keeps going.
A tuna Frito sandwich.
Tuna?
Oh, is it Fritos? I want to say Frida for some reason. It's Frito.
Frito. You don't have Fritos chips?
We probably do. I don't have Fritos chips.
Oh, my God.
I'm sure they exist up here.
It's like talking to a foreigner.
And I am, though.
Kind
it's
of.
It's Canada. I love right Canada, but...
I feel like I can throw a rock far enough and hit you.
You probably could.
Not
or, like, me. Half of Canada, like, the population lives, like, more southern than some of the states. Like, I'm in Ontario. Like, if I go this way, it's Michigan. So
you just did the thing, like...
no one can see that.
From Clueless, like, rolling with the homies.
Yay.
Yeah, I brought up a Clueless reference, guys.
I love that movie. What did I say? Pee-wee's Big Adventure before? Ooh, maybe it's Clueless.
Do you have Netflix?
Yeah, we have Netflix. But we have Canadian Netflix.
What the fuck? Okay. Have you seen the new Pee-wee's show on Netflix?
No, I haven't. And I'm dying to see it. I saw the trailer. Okay. And I flipped out and started, like, texting my friend about it. And they were like, well, just go watch it. I'm like, I don't think we have it yet. We don't have it until today.
Today, yeah, it came out today. I haven't watched it, and I don't know if I could watch it. Oh God, dude, I think that dude's creepy as hell. I like it, but I'm like, he looks like he used to look. I'm like, oh my God,
he hasn't aged a day, but, like, not it. That was pretty good actually. He hasn't aged at all, and I don't understand how that's humanly possible. That's reason enough to watch it right there.
Plus, like,
it informed so much of my childhood. Like, my sisters and I, almost all of our jokes are based on that movie. Or Haunted Honeymoon, which is my other official favorite movie.
Haunted Honeymoon?
Mm-hmm.
What is that?
Oh, my God. Get ready. Okay, so.
I'm ready. I'm totally ready.
For telling you about this movie.
Good. I got my Google up, so let's go.
Okay.
Haunted Honeymoon.
So Haunted Honeymoon was Gene Wilder and Gilda Radner when they were married. And she was alive. And they go, it's them, like, going on a honeymoon into this, like, old house, like, to see his family, and it's haunted, but not like in a horror movie gore way, like in an SNL skit way. And
oh, yeah.
The end is so fucking funny, I don't think I have seen a more funny movie. And I've definitely not seen a movie where I've memorized almost every single line just because I saw it so many times, like a total loser.
I am looking at the screenshots and I have no idea what I'm looking at. I see a guy up on top of a moose on the wall.
Yeah, it's like it's hanging on the wall and they like go to bed at night and like the person crawls down and Gene Wilder's like screaming and he's like touching its face and he keeps telling himself like, just reach out and touch it and it won't be real. And then he does and it is real and it's so fucking good. Okay, so that happened to me in real life. Here's a story. Let me tell you a story.
Wait, that happened to you in real life? You were on a moose? No.
A rough equivalent in a non-dramatic to that level way. So we used to live in a city and we lived downtown. So when all the kids would get out of the bar, they would like walk past our house. And there happens to be like a mental health facility not far from there. So we had a lot of like people walking by our house at all hours.
Hold on a sec, Paula. Can you hear that, asshole? Can you hear that bass?
Yeah.
Somebody in my apartment is just rolling through. Oh yeah, he turned it off. Okay, I'm sorry. Okay. I was getting so distracted. It was getting louder and louder. It's like right outside of the apartment.
Maybe he's a fan. He wants to be on the show.
I got no fans locally. I promise that.
How do you know? How do you know where they are?
Actually, I do have a new fan locally, probably.
Huh.
And he knows where I work, and I told him what nights I'm there. So, dude, come out and visit me. I do the same thing, though, rolling in my car at the bass up. But I don't. I hope no one around is podcasting. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm
just
sorry.
You blasting your podcast.
Let's go back to your story.
Okay, so I'm asleep. It's nighttime. It's summer, so the windows are open. This is like a super old, like, brick house downtown, and I can hear like some rustling in the bushes. I'm one story up and I'm like, all right, it's probably just like some kid throwing up in the bushes and moving on. It's fine. And then I hear like a rattling at the front door and I'm like, okay, that feels like my front door. Is it possible someone's trying to get into my home? No, just Paula. I had like the self-talk. Girl, you're overreacting. Just calm down and go to sleep. You have to work at 7 a.m., girl. All right. So I went back to sleep. 10 seconds later, I hear it again. I'm like, all right, you need to just calm down. So get up out of bed, walk to the window, look out, see that there's nothing, reassure yourself, and stupid paranoid bitch, go to sleep. So I get up. I walk to the window. I look down, there's someone crawling in, like, into the window underneath my window, which would be my living room. They have opened it and are trying to get up into my living room. And I'm like, well, you weren't paranoid, but now someone's entering your home at 3 a.m.
Holy shit, please tell me it's somebody you knew.
It was not someone I know. Also, here's something I found out about myself that I didn't know before. I am great in an emergency, and I didn't know that before. I blinked, and I was on my front porch with a baseball bat that I didn't know we owned, confronting a very drunk 20-something male who was trying to get into my house. And wow. I chased him off with a baseball bat.
You didn't ask him why he was there?
Oh, I did. He did not have a cohesive answer.
Wow, that's scary. I've had people break into our apartments and steal a bunch of shit while I was in my room.
What?
That's a good story. I got to go on your podcast and tell you a story.
Okay, I think you should.
Yeah, yay. We'll save that one for that. So maybe once a year, if you haven't heard it on this podcast already, I'll tell them that. Let me write it down so I remember what story it was.
Yeah, you did.
Apartment burglary. Apartment.
That's crazy town.
Burglary.
Burglaring. I feel like he was just drunk and lost. I don't feel like there was malice, but I think he was pretty scared.
does that affect you, like, later in life? Because when stuff happens like that to me, I don't get over it, and I'm always waiting for it to happen again.
I have lived my whole life in a cat-like state of readiness. That's just who I am. I'm, yeah, like, literally always... I think that's why I'm good in an emergency. I'm ready at all times.
And you got claws. Let me see those fingers again. You got some.
Yeah. Oh, I thought they were sharp. Oh, they're painted today. There's a nail bar in my city, which is like serves drinks. I'm just saying this is the smartest thing I've ever heard of.
Wow.
You know, like you get a mani-pedi, which I despise myself for saying that out loud because I'm not someone who would ever like go to a nail bar before. And then my friend's like, they serve drinks. And I'm like, I'm in. So we went.
That's what I need. I'm like, here's my nasty ass foot, but I'm already drunk.
Yeah,
Start cleaning.
They do male pedicures.
I think males are like, I'll just do it at home. I'll clip my nails. That's it. Guys just clip their nails.
But they won't do it.
We clip our nails and pee on our feet. That's it.
Oh, dudes. Never change, dudes.
Yeah, fingernails. Like, when one starts chipping, like, peeling off and getting caught on your clothes as you move, that's like, okay, time to clip my fingernails.
Time to clip those suckers off. That's fair. Yeah. Do you have pets?
I do not. I had a python. That was my pet, but he didn't want to eat, and it's like so boring. Pythons are boring. So I gave him to a friend who had a kid, and hopefully he's doing okay.
Okay, how old was the kid?
I don't know. Python was super chill. Never bites. Okay. Always chill. Want a cat. I do want a cat, but they want $500 deposit at my apartment. So I'm like, that's like, you know, plus a cat, plus all the stuff to get started. It's like, I'm looking at close to like $800,000, you know?
I don't know. I got my kitten for free and she's kind of a delight.
Oh, you got lucky. Cats are like hit and miss. I want a cat that's already gotten out of the kitten stage.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
well,
so they're not.
Well, mine turns out to be a bitch. I'll send her down to you.
Yeah, I don't want to have to, like, I don't know. Too much energy, too much biting, too much stuff.
Yeah, she does bite a lot, actually. It's like in the middle of the night, though. Like, I'll be like fast asleep and pleasantly dreaming of my next podcast, and she'll like pounce on my feet right then. I'm like, why? I feed you. I love you. Why? I don't understand. But she's super cuddly.
I grew up with a cat, and I just remembered, like, you can't have your feet exposed off the side of the bed. That's dangerous.
It is dangerous. That's like dangling catnip.
Catnip.
Probably better your toes than anything else, though.
You know, why can't cats resist the urge to, like, bite and attack anything that moves? It's so weird, right?
I feel like they're practicing for Armageddon. They're going to be more prepared for us than us for the zombie apocalypse. I'm just saying.
They're going to be way too fast. Zombies will never catch them. Unless you're in The Walking Dead. No, Fear of the Walking Dead, and somehow a zombie just eats a fucking dog. I don't understand it.
Spoilers
if you're worried about a dog dying. Do you watch Walking Dead?
No.
Not at all?
Not at all. I have never seen it.
Mm.
And that it is available here. I just don't like gory stuff at all.
That sucks.
Except for Haunted Honeymoon. That's as far as it goes for me.
That's a comedy, though. You said it's like an SNL sketch.
It is a comedy. Skit. It's not a horror movie at all.
You have any guilty pleasures, Paula?
It's a great question.
What's something that you like to do, but like you don't, you're married. Are you married?
I am, yeah.
Everyone. Paula's taken.
Was that a secret? I feel like I talk about him on my show all the time.
I know, but nobody on my show knows it, and everyone just got a buzzkill right now. America loves Paula, I promise.
Yay, I hope so. It's a lot more listening audience there than up here. I think tattoos is probably my guiltiest pleasure because they're really expensive and they hurt a lot, but I always want another one.
I got one little tattoo on my leg and I'm like, I was done. I got that when I was 18. And
really?
I just never, yeah, because I don't know, I would have to like, I kind of would want to draw my own, but then I would never be, I'm never satisfied with my own artwork or anything I do, period. So, I don't know. I don't think I'd ever be happy enough to just, like, put a bunch of art. But I like it. I love full sleeves. Looks fucking awesome. Chicks with tattoos, oh, that's sexy as anything in the world.
Yay!
Yeah.
Yeah, my husband's like, we always joke, like, his tattoos weigh more than he does. He's just, like, all...
Does he have his face tattooed? You look like... You said... You, like, went over the face as if his whole face is tattooed.
No. And you know what? That came up in another one, because I always do that. He doesn't have, like, net tattoos. He would, but I was just like, that might be too much. And I don't just, like, I don't tell him what to do. If he wants a neck tattoo, he may get, you can get one made. But, yeah, I'm not, sometimes I really like them. If they're already there and the dude is hot, it's fine. However, most of them are terrible.
So if the dude's not hot, it's not fine. So if you're an ugly dude, no neck tattoos.
If you're an ugly dude, no neck tattoos. I guess it depends on the dude. I don't know. I've seen a few that I really like. Travis Barkley, definitely yes.
Oh, yeah.
Well, maybe not. Not so much. But yeah, for me, I always want more. And it's like, I don't think anyone can really afford that unless you're actually a rock star. So,
what are those guilty pleasures, though? Do you got any movies you like to watch? You like to do them, and you like to do them on your own time? Because you're like, he's not going to want to sit down with me and watch this movie.
I feel like I'll watch Gilmore Girls more than a healthy person would. and there's a podcast called Gilmore Guys where all they do is watch Gilmore Girls and comment on it, and it is fucking awesome. That is like a truly great podcast.
As in, like, we love this show, or as in, look how stupid this is? Really?
They comment on, like, the plot lines and, like, who's fucking with who. Like, maybe they're not that saucy. Actually, they're pretty saucy. And they, like, sit around and drink. Never met a dude who ever watched that show, because it's like a tampon commercial. So
I've never seen it.
They don't do it. I am not surprised.
But
that is probably a guilty pleasure.
What have I seen? I've watched a lot of. I actually used to sit down with my mom once a week when I used to live with her. I lived with her for a while, like that. This is like five, 6 years ago. I don't know. But like, I used to watch 90210 with her, the like new 90210 and the old one back in the day.
I never watched either. Man, I feel like I missed out on a whole generation of shows.
No, you're good. Yeah, I promise you're good. I've watched a lot of like Lifetime Movie Network movies with my mom. You know, it's always about the guy. Guy's a bad guy. Ooh, the guy's a bad guy. Ooh, he's
a bad guy.
Guys are around.
He's really coiffed. You can usually check it out. What is your guilty pleasure now?
What? I'm losing connection. Hello?
You're fine. I can still see you.
Everyone knows. I watch a lot of movies where I like to watch a lot of movies where there's. It's so fucked up to say, like, when there's, like, someone's, like, has cancer and they're dying. I don't like people dying.
Okay.
But something about those movies that pull the feels out of you.
Okay. You like sad movies?
I like sad movies. Like, I'm one of those guys who, like, keeps everything bottled up. But I can watch a movie with the feels and feel a little bit of those feelings and kind of, like, force them out without, like, I'm not bawling or nothing. But I like those kind of movies. I don't know what it is.
I don't see why you would judge yourself on that. Those movies make millions of dollars. You couldn't be alone.
I know. Yeah, you're right. But I feel like I'm saying I like movies where people die.
I like movies where you like movies about real life and about human struggle. That's good. I think it's cathartic.
Yeah.
Probably none of us are getting out alive, so, you know, you're just going to be more prepared.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm living forever. I don't know about you, Paula, but
I feel like at the rate that I drink wine, probably not. Although I could be like a formaldehyde and maybe I'll like look super young for a little.
How often do you, I mean, how much wine are you drinking?
Enough. I am going to get like a winery or a brewery, which is really hard for me to say because I couldn't pronounce my R's when I was little.
Brewery.
And I still freak out when I have to say rural or brewery now, and I avoid it. Except on your show, apparently. So,
I don't think I've ever said brewery. Fuck.
Brewery. It's hard,
brewery.
Right?
Brewery.
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 Fuck, we're going to have, like, linguistics podcasting.
I'm never going to be able to say that right. Brewery. I'm going to be like, I'm going to say that one day randomly and be like, fuck, Paula was right.
But, like, no one can say it. Either way, I'm going to ask one to sponsor me for my summer festival series.
Yeah, that's a good sponsor.
You have cut out.
Uh-oh. It's on your end. Maybe it's on my end. Am I back?
I can hear snippets. Are you there?
Hello.
It's so awkward being here alone.
Hello.
I can hear you a little now.
Yeah. What's happening? What is happening?
It's kind of like we live thousands of miles apart.
Yeah, it's like you're way over there in Canada, 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 Canada.
I can hear the echo.
Hello, hello.
I can hear
hello.
You.
Hello, this is what happens when you try to podcast over the fucking internet.
I know. I feel like it's 2016 and they should have their shit together by now. Internet.
Am I people? Coming through fine now?
I can see like a very blurry you.
Okay, cut your camera. Let's see what happens. What about now? What about
hey,
now?
I can hear you great, and I'm looking at a picture of you with a giant beard.
Oh, shit. That's not me. That's Santa Claus.
No, that's you. It could be Santa Claus because there's a Christmas tree in the background, but in fact it is you.
Oh, there is. And- there. That was like Christmas time. I was in a parking lot. I'm like, this would be a great place to take a stupid picture.
Yay.
So, Paula, who's your favorite guest that you've talked to?
My favorite guest? Oh, I always pick Shaky Graves. Damn it, every time.
Shaky Graves. That's familiar. I think I just
listened
to it.
Yeah, so he's a musician out of Texas. His name is Alejandro Rose Garcia.
Well, that's why you like him. Alejandro.
Alejandro Rose Garcia. He's probably the best looking human I've seen in real life. And I pride myself on not freaking out around hot people. Like, that is a point of pride for me. I go up to like all these like people in bands and I'm like, I don't care if you're famous and hot, we can still be friends.
And then what do you say when you say that?
I don't. That's my internal dialogue where I like freak out for 5 seconds and I do it alone against a wall and then I like turn around and I'm totally cool and probably sweating. But he was because I didn't know that much about him before I interviewed him. I didn't really know what to expect, and his set was stunning. Like, just, I think most people didn't know what to expect because he hadn't played in Canada a lot, and we're very musically snobbish up here. There's no nice way to say that. And he was just like one of the best I've ever seen, and I've seen thousands. So I feel confident in saying that. So he came off stage. It was like 102 degrees. I went over to him, like there was people like asking for his autograph who like snuck back there. He's like a little bit freaked out by that, just because security had to be involved. And I'm like, hi, I'm nobody, but I'm doing a podcast with this festival. And I'm wondering if you want to tell me a story. And usually there's like a few minutes where we talk about what we might do. And like, I take that part out a lot. Sometimes I don't have to, sometimes I do. And with him, he was like, oh, I have such a great story for you. And I've never told it before. And I'm so excited. And he launched into his haunted guitar story, and that launched his entire career. And he told it extremely well. I think he's probably and he was one of the first I ever had. So maybe you just never forget your first.
That's awesome. If I'm breaking up, I might be because we're in the red quality right now. I don't know what's going on.
Oh, I can hear you great.
Okay. That's awesome. That's cool when people, it seems like in your position, you want to interview somebody and they're just down for it, man. It must feel so good. Just like,
It like validates all the fucking endless work I put into this because it's a small show that I put out, but it is a monster behind the scenes. Like the editing notes, like I have sent like pictures of my desk to my podcast friends and they're like, sweet Lord, woman, like, put down. But it's an absolute monster behind the scenes. And I'm constantly working to get the next interview because bands are always traveling and it's really hard to schedule. Comedians are the same level of trouble, but they'll usually talk a lot longer, which is great.
Who's your favorite comedian?
My favorite comedian I haven't interviewed yet. It's Mike Birbiglia.
Oh, okay.
He's probably my current favorite, although, yeah, I have a lot of favorites. He's my favorite right now, and he's in Grand Rapids, I think, doing the Gilda Laugh Fest this week.
Mike Birbiglia has that like unique personality. I don't know. It's kind of hard to put a finger on what exactly it is, but I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. You know what he is, though? He's lovably awkward, and you would know about that.
Hey, what was this movie? Is he the one who had that movie, something, some Sleepwalking or something?
Yeah.
That's right.
Where it's like right. His real life. He's like, yeah. He's really cute to me. And you're like, oh, I love you for this. But he's great, and I really like his timing. And actually, he's on HBO's Girls now.
Oh, is that a show I should be watching?
There is a lot of sex in that show. If you like sex, you will like that show.
Of course. let me tell you something about that I was telling you about the burglary, because no, that's a brewery word.
I know. I'm sorry. I read it.
I was actually watching the very first episode of Girls. See how everything ties back? Isn't it weird?
Yes. This was not planned.
You got the notes right. Bring up the next thing that I was going to comment on.
My notes expired at 8:01.
Hey, I'm going to do some rapid fire questions. You want to hear them? Do you want to answer them?
Yes.
I'm going to see how fast of a thinker you are. I got some new, some old. But okay. I'm going to go with 2 minutes on the clock.
All right.
We're going to test Paula's skills and how quick you can answer.
Skills to pay no bills ever.
you can fabricate answers. You can make jokes, whatever you want. This is all for the fun. No one's going to take any of this serious. So when I ask you who your favorite podcaster is and you say Sean, nobody knows that that's a lie. Okay.
All right.
You ready?
Yeah.
Which fast food restaurant has the best fries?
Wendy's.
Name one thing you would change about yourself and why.
My height, because I can't reach anything.
Okay. What's your all-time favorite movie?
Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
Yeah. First thing that comes to your mind when I say horribly awkward podcast.
You and your little face.
My little face. Thank you. Yeah. If you can go back in time to when you were a kid and tell yourself one thing, what would it be?
It's all going to be all right, babe.
Who is your celebrity crush, Paula?
It's probably Shaky Graves. I hope he doesn't hear this because I'm going to interview him again in June.
Shaky. Hey, buddy. I'm going to make sure he... Everyone tweet out to Shaky Graves. weapon of choice in a zombie outbreak.
Weapon of choice in a zombie outbreak?
Yeah. I know you don't like gore, but you got to use a weapon.
No, I would have a boat as a weapon to like fly through them as I go to Manitoulin Island and escape all of them. We already have it all hatched out.
Nice. Have you ever broken any bones?
No.
Damn. Okay. If you just won the lottery, what are the first three things you would buy?
I would buy a car for my sister. I would buy jeans, because I never do. and I would probably... buy a bunch of tattoos.
Nice. Okay, if you legitly saw Bigfoot in the woods, would you tell anybody?
100% yes. I would probably interview him on my podcast.
Oh, sick. Okay, but no one's going to believe you. So what do you do when they tell you you're fucking nuts, Paula?
I bet people didn't believe that I sat down with half the people I did. I don't care. I was there.
Okay. And we have so much time left on the clock. I need to lower... I think I need to lower the time. It's going to end. Nice.
All right. Did I pass? Is
that the Yeah, you passed with flying colors.
Yay! I like the validation. It's really like washing over me.
Did you bring three stories to tell me?
Did I bring three stories to tell you? I already told you two or three. I have 35 more.
two truths and a lie.
Oh, right. Yeah.
if you didn't, don't worry about it because I didn't, because I'm running out of shit to talk about.
Oh, no. That's not good.
No. I mean, in general, like I used to do this every week and I think of, three stories. And then I'm like, I got to a point where like I can't think of three things anymore that feel as epic as the last 15.
It never has to be as epic as the last. It has to be more epic than the next. And you never know what the next is. Oh, so you're always fine.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to give you three jobs. Okay. And you're going to guess which one I really had.
Okay.
Oh, which two I really had and which one is a lie.
Awesome. Let's do it.
All right. So, archaeologist, banker, bartender. Go.
Bartender? That's totally you.
Oh.
Archaeologist, banker, bartender. Archaeologist? I would love to say. I'm going to say you were a banker and a bartender. Were you a bartender?
I was a bartender, yes. And I feel like I might have talked about that on the show at one point. Because I bartended for a long time. I was never a banker, but I was an archaeologist.
Yeah, you seem like a bartender.
Do I?
Did you get a lot of tips, right?
I did. I think that's why anybody bartends, though, right? You want a lot of tips.
Yeah.
It's for the money. I'm not, like, I think I'm super friendly anyways, but mm-hmm. super friendly plus alcohol, people are just like, here, take all my money. And I'm like, all right, I will.
Yeah, totally. I totally see you as a bartender, though. I don't know why.
I must have that bartending face where I'm like... Yeah.
No, you do have a bartending face.
Reasonably friendly, but
I have the perfect face for podcasting.
That's not true.
I do.
Oh my! I think you think you're more awkward than you are.
Oh, I'm. It's all in my head, right?
I think so. I think a lot of it is. But it works.
But this bass coming from the neighbors or whatever—that's not in my head. That's real, right? I can hear.
That's really happening. That's fair.
Yeah. You guys are probably sick of it because I feel like it's the same beat.
I can't hear it at all, so that's good.
Okay. What if I be quiet? Watch, listen. Can't hear that?
No.
Okay. Maybe I can hear it through the walls. It's probably the walls vibrating there.
Wow. Maybe I'm deaf from bartending, though.
So what are your plans with Tell Me Stories? What are you working towards?
Oh my God, get ready. Okay, so.
I'm ready.
I'm going to set up the mobile podcasting studio.
That's awesome.
I'm going to fill it with beer and famous musicians. I'm going to travel.
There's a lot of musicians in there.
And I'm going to travel and go to different festivals, including comedy festivals, which this one I kind of fell asked backward into this time, but I loved it so much I'm going to keep doing them. And then I got invited to the Toronto one, which was really great. And I think I'm going to just keep going on both circuits because I can. So I'm going to keep doing that. I really want to expand the show and then, have kind of a podcast that branches off into the comedian side and one that branches off more into the music side. So that in iTunes I can have two, which is a bit better for ratings and stuff like that. Because right now, I was in New and Noteworthy for music, and then I switched over to Journals because that's technically what this is. And it took me a whole day to chart again, and I was like, that's bullshit. So, I think I'm gonna keep growing the show, keep booking really great bands. I'm always looking for the next band, and I particularly love I really established artists that are like at festivals and have their shit together. But bands that are up and coming, give really, really good interviews. They're really interesting.
Yeah. Cause they're excited to be in it. They're in it. They're new. They're all for it. Yeah. This is rock dang. Let's be celebrities. Let's get new interviews.
Oh my God. Someone wants to talk to us. We're so excited. But their attitude is my whole life attitude is I'm always so fucking excited for everything. And so I love talking to them. And comedians are obviously, they're funny. It's so easy. It's so easy to have them on the show. I know they're going to be funny. They always are. And it's awesome. So I'm going to keep doing that.
And, you're no joke because you sent me a couple of tweets over the last few days, excited, awkward podcast, and I'm like, whoa, excited. What do we bottle this excitement? If we can only bottle some of your excitement up into like a mason jar and send it to me in California, that would be so amazing.
I feel like Californians are pretty excited too.
No, we're not. Yeah, we've seen it. We've had the nice weather all the time,
We have to make hay while the sun shines up here. It's so different. When it's summer, I have every weekend from here to October booked already. It's so few moments where it's not shitty weather and we have to like eat it all at once. So yeah, I feel like that's
yeah, when we had cams on, I'm looking at you got a beanie on and like multiple layers of shirts. And I'm in shorts, a t-shirt. I can't wear a hat right now because I'm super sweating. It's about 85 probably in my room.
That's crazy. I have my fireplace going behind me. Like I have like a little, I don't know if you can see it. Is your camera still on?
No.
I have a little tiny fireplace going so I don't freeze to death out here. In my little unheated studio.
I love cold weather though. It's like, it's cold. You throw on a beanie, maybe a hoodie, maybe a thermal, and it feels nice. Your face is still cool. And what I don't like is my face being hot. I can't stand it when my face is hot. Ah, it makes me disgusted.
Oh. I'm going to go ahead and say that you have not experienced real winter.
Nope. You're right. You're correct.
Because anyone on Earth would trade, like, it gets, like, minus 40 here, where no amount of layers makes a difference. You could wear, like, you could be the fucking Revenant, like, wearing that bear around and still be freezing your ass off. And you can't get warm. Like, the only thing that makes you warm is, like, a steaming hot shower where your skin's peeling off from it. But although I can sleep in any amount of cold, whereas I can't sleep when it's really hot. So
yes. I mean, we got pretty close in Fresno, California. We were down to like 28, like positive 28. I've never seen negative zero weather.
That's bananas to me.
Yeah, when it's 27, I'm like, oh my god, I'm gonna die. Oh my god, I'm gonna. I start writing my note just in case. If you find this letter and my frozen corpse and corpse. Yeah, that's when it hits like 25.
I wanted a cat and I never got one.
I wanted a cat. I wanted a damn cat. I grew up with a cat. I would like to have a cat so I have someone I could talk to and not feel so awkward around, because I could just talk to the cat and he would just look at me and go, I'm going back to sleep.
Yeah, but they're good listeners, though. Mine is. Maybe not all cats are.
Because it thinks you're saying something like, would you like a can of tuna? Would you like a can of tuna?
Maybe she is. Oh, she's so cute. And my dogs always know what's happening in my life. Like, well, one of them does. The other one's blind and kind of not bright. But the the boy one is really great and one of my best friends. And he is great to talk to. As I said, I work from home, so I have to talk to people. I feel like I starve for people when I'm not around them.
Dang, we're like two in a kind.
You want the human contact, but you don't want to go outside for it.
Yeah, I don't want to go outside. I didn't say anything about going outside. I'm a vampire. I work at night, and it's daytime. It's like, stay inside.
Stay inside. Well, I guess if it's like 100 degrees, you probably would want to. Siesta forever.
Yeah. In the summer when it's like 100 and like average of 100 and like 8. Ugh.
That's a lot. That is a lot.
It is.
That's when you're 80.
That's 80. 80's perfect.
It is. It's pretty nice.
Mm-hmm.
But then it gets humid for like a week and everyone wants to kill each other and it's disgusting and horrid. And then it's nice again.
Everyone hates me when I start talking about podcasts. When I start talking about the weather on the podcast. So we're going to talk about it extra long.
I know, I always edit that part out too, but it's hard. It's like, it's impossible not to when I live in such a different climate from you.
I don't edit much out ever. I just clip off the ends, you know, throw the music behind it and all that stuff. But podcasting is being yourself, and we talk with ums and we can't figure out what to say half the time. That's all real life stuff. Why not leave it?
Yeah. I do edit out the ums. Only when it's, like, pathological. Or when it's someone who's kind of, like, trying to get their career started in music and they don't want to sound dumb in their interview and they are extremely intelligent but their interview doesn't come off like that, I will edit to make them sound a bit better.
It's two different. Being in an interview is a different beast than having a normal conversation, then being in an interview. And then, like, I guess the worst would be, like, being in an interview like on TV, like live TV. That's got to be the worst, terrifying thing in the world.
It literally is.
Have you done it?
Yeah.
Really? For what?
For like a music festival that I used to work for, I had to do like some of their on air course, not with any like major news outlet. Well, one, but like, yeah, they wanted to talk about what was going to happen and who was coming. And I did like some of the promo, and every time I wanted to die, it was so uncomfortable.
Such a humble Paula. She's like, it's no big news. I'm just one.
Well, like, I don't know. Like, it wasn't, like, nationally broadcast.
That's awesome. That's so fucking cool to me.
Is it? It was awful. Like, I hated every second of it.
It's awesome that I didn't do it. It's awesome you did.
It's awesome that you got out of it.
Yeah.
But it wasn't me, bitch.
It terrifies me. It does. It really does.
It terrified me, too. And I've always been, like, super not scared of talking in front of people. Like, I would, you know, I would talk at the festival in front of like 20,000 people would come, and it did, like, nothing fazed me. But as soon as there was like a video camera there, I was like, oh, sweet fuck.
Wait, you talked in front of 20,000 people?
Yeah. Like, just for, you know, like, oh, who's coming? This is the next band. And like, oh, don't forget to thank your volunteers and shit like that. So,
oh, that's so cool. Tell me a little bit about that. Cause that terrifies me. When I was younger growing up, I used to take, like, I would take an F every time. If it was like, here, do your report, get in front of the class and present it. I would hide my shit and take that F to not go in front of the class. So this stuff kind of like, this is, it's very intimidating, and it's very like, it's incredible. Like, are you at all, shy when it comes to that kind of stuff? Or do you just go up there and do it?
Well, I just go up there and do it. But I mean, like, I never had that barrier. Mm-hmm. And I should have. Like, I got bullied relentlessly. Like, I got beat up in high school. Like, it wasn't as if I had, like, such incredible confidence. It was just that, well, I know what I'm talking about, and I'm just up there to, like, provide a service, and away we go. And people are really rooting for you when you're up there. It's more awkward for an audience member to see someone fail. They're actually, like, hoping the person does well, because it's really uncomfortable for an audience member to see that go bad. So they're rooting for you, even if they don't know you, and even if the subject matter isn't what they're after. So I guess I always had that kind of in my back pocket in case things went sideways.
Wow. So, Yeah. Cause, I went through some hardships years ago. I went to church for a while, and I went up in front of the church and did like in front of 500 people, and I was so nervous and shaking. I did my like testimony, and yeah. I couldn't imagine like multiplying that times more people.
It's actually easier. Bigger crowds are way easier because it's more impersonal.
Yeah, I kind of see that. I kind of see that.
Yeah, I guess like it probably depends on the person, but for me personally, talking to like, you know, a room full of 10 people who I've known for 10 years is more difficult. Like, I had to speak at my uncle's funeral in the summer, and that was like that's the worst I've ever felt about speaking in front of people, because it was like so personal and so painful. But like 20,000 people, that's fine. That I can do.
No problem.
They don't know me. They don't know my deal.
I guess you don't know. If you don't know, like, you don't really give a shit about someone you don't know on stage who's like doing this introduction or introducing a band or a comedian or something. If you don't really know them, I guess maybe you don't really care either way.
I guess not. I mean, like, I've never been heckled. Like, people have, like, yelled out probably inappropriate things, but, like, they were still complimentary, I guess. So, it's never gone badly for me. Like, fucking knock on wood. Oh, my God. What have I just done to myself?
No, it's gonna happen soon. Now, watch.
I know. It's coming for me. Or maybe, like, I was just off stage before anyone threw anything at. I don't know. I guess I just had good luck. Or people are really kinder than we want to imagine, maybe.
Yeah, I think most people... You live in Canada. Come on, everyone's polite out there. Everyone's sorry.
That's not true. That's like a really weird stereotype, and it's super not true. And it was like, when I go down to Buffalo, because like I shop there sometimes, the people there are so fucking friendly. I feel like... they're like, I'm candid camera. Like, I can't believe it. People will like take your groceries to the car and like just fucking high five you. And like, tell you you look great. And like, hey, did you want like extra oysters with that? Just because I want you to have a great Tuesday. I'm like, what the fuck? When you go to Toronto, like they'll stab you in line at Starbucks. Like they're so fucking mean there. And then down in the States, I've always met the nicest humans ever.
You know, we're like, I think everyone, there's a lot of nice people, like terrific people. I really love Texas.
I have never been to Texas, but I've met so many Texans that I love. Like, yeah,
people are like, I moved from California. I moved to Texas for a couple of months with an ex-girlfriend of mine because she lied and said she was pregnant.
Fuck. That's a big lie.
There's a lot more to that. I can go on like a 4-hour podcast.
Tell me a story.
But going over there with the California like mentality, everyone's like was super nice and like, hey, you want to ride? Like they'll see us walking down the street carrying our laundry because laundry was super far from where we were at. People are like, jump in the back of the pickup truck, throw your stuff, and they give me a ride. I'm like, what do they want from me? Are they gonna rape me? Are they gonna steal me? Are they gonna rob me? Are they gonna take my identity?
These aren't real teeth. Don't take them.
Yeah, I was so scared, but like people are just generally nice over there. Like, you know, I don't know, it's cool.
I like that. I feel like that's probably a great stereotype about Texas that if you say it's true, I will believe you.
Yeah, well, it was true for the 2 months that I was there. I would say it was pretty true.
That's awesome. Of the five Texans I've met, sorry for shouting five, I just heard the feedback on that. They were all like extraordinarily friendly people, like way above and beyond. I'm like, how nice are you? And I have found the podcasting community like that. Like, it's just so crazy friendly. People are like, oh, my God, welcome to podcasting.
Welcome to podcasting.
Why do you sound like Bastard Spider?
Tell me horrible stories. I'm your host, Sean. Tell me some stories. Hey, Paula. Yeah, there's only one thing left to do. Hey, yo, Freeman.
Yo, what's up, Iams?
Dude, what's left to do?
Ah, man, wrap it up, son.
So, Paul, let's tell everyone all about all your stuff. Let's tell everyone about your podcast, where they can find you, Twitter, Potter Family, everything besides, I guess, your, like, personal information. Don't tell anybody your address. Don't tell them your credit card info.
I could give them, like, my PayPal account. That would be fun. So you can find me at www.tellmestoriespodcast.com. It's my own website. Go and check it out.
Hey.
I'm also available on the same .libsyn.com because Libsyn's my site. I just got added to Podbean this morning. I'm on SoundCloud. I'm on Stitcher. iTunes, obviously. It's Tell Me Stories Podcast. I'm now in the Journals, Society, and Culture section, but they're still airing my stuff on Music for now. I don't know how long that's going to last. And my Twitter handle is stories_podcast, or they can email me at Paula@tellmestoriespodcast.com.
I got a question. How long have you had this stories_podcast? How long have you had the handle?
I don't know. Why do you ask?
Because mine is awkward_podcast, and I have a feeling you ripped me off.
You're wrong, because I've had it since probably December.
Okay, I got mine in October. God damn it.
Do you think I ripped you off?
No. I just think it's awesome. I think it's awesome.
All right. I'm like, I don't think that's true.
Don't believe anything I say. And besides, I think you're an awesome person. I really do.
Oh, thank you. And it's mutual. And I don't think you're awkward at all. I think you're actually, this is a very specific sense of humor that works really well.
Thank you. You haven't met me in real life. Maybe one day I'll have enough gas money to drive to Canada and say hello and get in the back of your creepy van.
It's a trailer, man!
Well, if the back of your trailer is going to be stocked with beer and comedians, or musicians, as you say.
You put it there.
Like, I'll take a Modelo and a Burt Kreischer, please. Do you like Burt Kreischer?
No, I don't even know what that is.
Oh, you should check him out. He's super funny. He's part of like the Joe Rogan group.
Okay.
Joe Rogan, all those guys. But he does like Travel Channel. He's a comedian, but when he laughs, it's intoxicating.
Yay. That's what you want, though, is for people to, like, I've edited out my laugh sometimes when it becomes like a cackle or I start snorting. Then I take it out because I don't want people to be like, bitch, you need to calm down.
I just sound like a dummy when I laugh. Sounds like I'm like...
But you want people to love your laugh. And I think that's probably why they're tuning in.
I used to snort
when it, yeah.
I love it. You know what I love about, you know, okay, you want to know what I love about laughter? I think laughter is the only honest emotion. No, I mean, there's emotions that are honest, but it's like when you laugh, when someone's laughing, it's totally honest. You know, it's an honest emotion. It's coming. You know what? I'm in a loss for words right now.
Because it's an honest emotion.
Well, you know when someone's laughing, they're laughing because they're laughing. There are people you hang out with, and you say something kind of funny, but they're not the laughing kind, so they kind of make that fake laugh, like, ha-ha.
Or they'll say, that's funny.
That's funny. That is funny.
That's funny. Is it? Is it?
I want to hear snorting. I want to hear, because you laugh so hard, you breathe in through your nose, and you
Okay, so my dogs are pugs, and when they get really excited or when I take them out to the park and it's hot out, they get like so excited they keep snorting until they can't breathe. It's really awful.
Yes, I love
it. It's super funny.
my buddy had a pug, and I babysitted their, I watched their house for a weekend, and their pug, and like he just gets on you like, and you're like, it's so funny. It's just it's so exciting.
It's like having a little piglet. It's very fun.
Have you ever owned a pig?
No, I wish. I've had like chickens, rabbits, horses, dogs, cats, fish, frogs, gerbils, turtles.
Yeah, heck yeah. I've had all that shit too. Like I've had all the, turtles are nasty. I had these little turtles and they were so hard to keep clean.
They were, yes, we had the same problem. They were disgusting. I never had a python.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't have a python until I was older because when I lived with my mom, she was deathly afraid of snakes, so I couldn't have snakes. But I had everything else. I had bearded dragons and geckos and fish and saltwater fish. And
yay! Oh, I had a gecko. I forgot about him.
geckos are awesome. What kind of gecko? Like a leopard gecko or the little teeny ones?
It was a teeny tiny one.
Yeah,
he had like a gecko. Specific breed. I didn't know it.
Yeah, they're probably just the house geckos. Those are kind of those are super super fast, and they climb up the glass.
Yeah, he was very generic, but he was like Mo. He was great.
His name is Mo?
His name was Mo. Yeah.
Awesome.
He's a good pet.
Fuck, thanks. Thank you, Paula, for coming on the show today.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. It was super fun.
It's always fun.
Yay!
Podcasting is excitement. So, I guess I got to go over my normal spew boring shit.
All right.
Awkward_podcast. Guys, find me on Twitter. I am on the BS Podcast Network, which you can find at BS Pod Network, I think. Shit, should have wrote that down. I don't know if that's right, but it might be. also, check out the Social Dozen. There's 13 of us, and I'm on a couple. I'm on one episode a month, so find me at Social Dozen on Twitter. HorriblyAwkwardPodcast@gmail.com. Send me a... email and a voicemail of 510-600-3475. That is 510-600-3475. And since I just said this four times to Paula, she's going to have to leave a voicemail. And you guys can find the Horrible Gamers at Horrible Gamers. Gamers is spelled with a Z because we're cool like that. And at They Call Me Iams is my personal Twitter, as well as my gamer tag on all video game consoles, because I'm a 5-year-old, 35-year-old. Let's just put it that way. And you guys know all the rest of the stuff.
As Gidget would say, peace out, Brussels sprouts.
Perfect.
I like it. I don't like Brussels sprouts at all.
That's my friend Gidget from the XD Experience, and she says it, and she was trying to get it to for everyone to say it. I'm like, I'll say it on the end of every podcast.
Yay! You're a good friend.
Yeah, I guess. Or maybe I do these things that don't take much effort, and it puts off that good friend mentality. Like, it puts off that vibe of a good friend, but really, I don't know.
I think friendship is just doing the little things that maybe don't seem like a big deal, but actually are.
Do you think small things count bigger than big things?
I think so, because it's accumulation-based. I mean, like, grand gestures are awesome, but, like, all the little tiny things are really lovely.
Mm-hmm. Like people on Twitter who go, "Hey, I love your podcast," and you're like,
yeah.
It took you 5 seconds to write that tweet. To you, it was nothing, but to me, it's like, it's a big deal. Thank you. Like, really appreciate it.
I'm like, all right, I'm going to keep doing it then. Thanks, man.
Yeah. You should keep doing it.
But some days, I'm like, I have been editing for 17 hours. What's this? Boom, 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 boom.